The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are the Democrats pathetic enough for you? I missed the results from the Iowa caucus. They were supposed to be in last night, and the last I heard, they were going to be released, at least half of them, at 5 o'clock. And it really doesn't matter who they say was the winner, because nobody's going to take it seriously. And there might be three winners. The Iowa caucus is a great advertisement for the party whose candidates are all insisting that you need them to be more involved in your life, and that everything that they'll do for you is going to be free. And, of course, today there were more speeches from them in the Senate telling you that Donald Trump should be kicked out of the White House. And they're doing that a few hours before his State of the Union address. And how do you think they're feeling over at CNN right now? Here's the headline at CNN.com. Donald Trump just got the best polling news of his presidency. He's up to 49% approval at Gallup, which is better than where Obama was at this point in his first term. He was 46. Of course, when Obama was in there, the media loved him and he wasn't impeached. Chris Klizza, a Trump hater, wrote the story, and he says the 49% is remarkable considering everything that's happened. Of course, Chris works at CNN. He can't believe it because he doesn't know anybody who approves of President Trump. So the State of the Union address is tonight. That should make for some pretty good theater. The people who impeached him are going to be expected to stand, show respect for the office when he's introduced, how many will stay on their seats, how many will refuse to applaud, and what will Nancy Pelosi, who's going to be sitting behind him and on camera the entire time, what's she going to do? President Trump has invited some interesting guests. Yes, one will be sitting behind him. One will be sitting in there. She's a Pennsylvania resident, a six-year-old girl who tried to get a scholarship, a tax credit scholarship, but was denied, and she's now on a list of 50,000 other kids because Governor Tom Wolf vetoed school choice legislation. But my favorite is Ellie Schneider. She's 2 years old, born at 21 weeks, 6 days, one of the youngest babies ever delivered in the United States. She'll be there with her mother, Robin, and a lot of Democrats will have to bite their tongues to keep from booing. We'll be right back. Stay where you are.
We have a major problem here in Pennsylvania, very much like other addictions plaguing our communities. The threat is unregulated gambling on illegal slot machines, camouflaged as skill games. They're popping up everywhere, at gas pumps, pizza parlors, and your local convenience store. State police describe these places as breeding grounds for loan sharking and money laundering. If you object to your community becoming a mini Las Vegas, make your voice heard. Call 1-888-472-4418. Report those places that are enticing our kids into gambling disguised as entertainment. It's an activity that siphons money away from the Pennsylvania Lottery, whose proceeds go to supporting seniors in our state. Please phone now. This is serious. That number again is 1-888-472-4418.
Paid for by Pennsylvanians Against Illegal Gambling. Executive Board Member Peter Shelley.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
You're listening to the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250. The Answer.
Well, if you had never heard of Peter J. Hassan, you could Google him and find out that he's an author. And he's written a book called The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. Peter joins us now. Thanks for being here, Peter.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for having me.
So of the three, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, is Google the most dangerous?
I would say yes. Yeah. And here's why, is because Google is the biggest authority that people look to when they're trying to find out information. So, you know, if you want to know something about, you know, Donald Trump, you go to Google. If you want to know something about Ted Cruz, you go to Google. And so what the problem is that when Google stacks its algorithms in favor of certain outlets and against others, it has essentially just become an extension of the mainstream media, which, as we all know, has a lot of bias problems.
Yeah, and as you point out in your book, and I think everybody knows this, but Google has become a verb. It means the same thing as search.
Yeah, and you know, it's exactly. If you want to know something, like anything about anything, you Google it, and that includes if you want to know something about Google, you Google it.
That's right.
Which just makes it a very, very dangerous tool in the hands of the wrong people. And, you know, especially when, you know, studies have shown that most people don't click past the first page. In fact, the vast majority of people don't click past the first page when they type something into Google. And so Google is burying things from your favorite sites, your favorite outlets, or the ones that you actually trust. If they bury that on the second or third page, most people aren't going to be able to see it, and that's a real problem.
And so many people, not just politicians, but companies and whatever, any enterprise that wants to be on that first page, there's a trick to getting on that first page, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I see that. So you can either buy ads and then, you know, pay Google, and then, you know, you'll have the first, you know, search result. Otherwise, if you're a liberal or in the, you know, establishment, you're much more likely to get those top slots. It's not a coincidence that, you know, if you search things on Google about the 2020 election, most of the outlets you'll see are CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, and so on. And that's because Google gears its algorithms towards what they call these, quote, authoritative outlets. But authoritative according to who? According to Google.
Yeah, you said, Peter, that in the hands of the wrong people, you know, this is dangerous, but really, who are the right people? It wouldn't be right if this were the other way around, where it was all conservative. Conservatives would like it better, but it wouldn't be any righter.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think part of what makes it scary is it's not that these are just kind of, it's not people in these companies are just kind of your, you know, typical moderate Democrats. People in these companies are much farther to the left than your average Democrat. And so and they're aware of how much power they have, you know, at their hands. And they're, you know, it's like if you took those, you know, the college snowflakes and 3 years later put them in charge of Google and what people could see on Google, you can imagine how badly that would turn, how quickly. That's essentially what has happened.
We're talking to Peter Hassan. He's the author of The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and the Big Tech's War on Conservatives. As you mentioned just now, you write that communists and Marxists are more welcome at Facebook than conservatives and Republicans. So what is it about Facebook that attracts some idiot young person who decides that communism is a good idea?
Well, you know, I think it speaks a lot to just how far to the left, how far to the extreme left, you know, a lot of these San Francisco, Silicon Valley types are. You know, you just had San Francisco's new DA say that he's not going to prosecute public urination. And so that's kind of the kind of people that these places spawn. And so really, yeah, you end up where it's, you know, if you're a member of Antifa, the Facebook, according to what my sources inside the company told me, people are much more okay with that than if you're a member of, you know, say, if you're a member of a Catholic charity group.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting, mm-hmm. though, is that propaganda and controlling the news is a big part of communism and Marxism. So maybe it kind of fits that people who are interested in controlling what is perceived as the truth would be attracted to the power to be able to do that, which is exactly what this book is about, is about the power that these Facebook, Google, and Twitter have.
Absolutely. Like, you know, if you're, you know, an extreme far left, you know, activist, and you wanted to control the information people could see, there's no better place to go work than Google, Facebook, or Twitter.
Wow.
Because so much of the information people get runs through those three companies. And you can really have a large impact on the information people are allowed to see, which is a really scary thought.
One former Google employee is quoted in your book. He says, what we don't talk about is how a handful of people working at a handful of technology companies through their choices will steer what a billion people are thinking today. That's really frightening.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also crazy because that you know, they're able to just be honest about that. And so it's kind of something where I think your average person might not be aware of how much control these companies have over what you see and then therefore what you're allowed to think. And these employees are very well aware of the kind of power that they have. And, you know, for a good number of them, they are intent on using that power to affect what you can see and what you are allowed to think.
So there's a concerted effort among employees at Google to damage conservatives. And I mean, it's not just that they like left-leaning issues and left-leaning policies. It's that they hate conservatives and they're out to get them.
Exactly. You know, because when you are somebody who views, you know, every conservative as a fascist, and, you know, you've made up your mind that fascists, you know, don't get to exist and don't get to speak, then, you know, you say, okay, one and two makes two. We need to silence all those people for, you know, not wanting open borders. And so it really is just, you know, people I've spoken with describe just really just mob culture inside of his companies in terms of silencing people who dare think the wrong way. And if they are willing to do that against their own colleagues, imagine what they're, you know, willing to do to people who don't know that they're being targeted.
Yeah, we're talking to Peter Hassan. He's the author of The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. Let's move on to Twitter now. Do you think the people running Twitter were or are surprised at Donald Trump becoming so good at using it to get around the media?
Oh, yeah. Without a question, the people in those companies were so upset that Donald Trump had used their product to such an extent that it was a major role in his getting elected in 2016. And there were many people inside these companies, including Twitter, that were very upset that their products had been used in a way that they didn't approve of, because as far as they are concerned, these tech companies should only be helping, you know, people on the left. And so,
yeah, and that's an interesting attitude from people who, at least in the beginning, like to promote Twitter as being the greatest thing in the history of free speech.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they used to have this phrase that they'd say, Twitter, the free speech wing of the free speech party.
Uh-huh.
And then it's telling that in the last few years, they've just abandoned it. And, you know, their CEO, Jack Dorsey, now, you know, calls it, you know, now claims that that was just one big joke, even though they were saying it for years and years and had no problem with people at least being under the impression that it was true.
Yeah.
And so it's really, now that they've gone in the other direction, they're really becoming a shell of what they were at that point in time.
I think you could make a case, couldn't you, that Donald Trump owns Twitter right now? Not literally, but he pretty much runs what happens on Twitter, because everybody reacts to him. I mean, how many tweets does he generate every day just by throwing one tweet out there of his own?
Oh, yeah, the guy, you know, he could tweet one thing and then, you know, a million people reacting to it, and then you have the anchors on CNN and MSNBC, you know, very sternly talking about his latest tweet, and it's just this snowball effect.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the power it gives them. And that's one of the reasons why we've seen this push to really change how Twitter operates.
Uh-huh. Well, we talk on this show, we've spent a lot of time talking to the people who produced the movie about Gosnell, the abortionist murderer in Philadelphia, who's now serving a life term for killing living, breathing babies. And it was an interesting part of your book when you talked about what Twitter's role was in the, and we're talking about Gosnell, the Twitter's role in the Gosnell trial. Why was that significant?
Well, yeah, so what Twitter allowed conservatives to do was really outflank the biased mainstream media. And so the Gosnell story is a perfect example of that. You know, the media were intent on not covering God's mouth, you know, as you have said, was just a horrific person of almost unfathomable evil.
Right.
You know, and which should be catnip for the media. If you have a mass murder of babies, that's a, that will draw eyeballs to your story, but they weren't interested in covering it. And so what Twitter allowed the lifers to do...
Well, there were actually pictures of the empty media section in the courtroom. There were like one or two
exactly.
people.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so a pro-life blogger tweeted out a photo of the empty courtroom with no media attendance, and other conservatives felt like go all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they really shamed the mainstream media into having to cover it. Because, and that was what Twitter has allowed conservatives to do, is really pull out the hypocrisy and the, you know, media blackouts on important stories. So that's why we've seen so much pressure from the left to really kind of pressure Twitter into changing how they operate.
And are pro-lifers also a prime target of Twitter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pro-lifers are a prime target of every major platform. And I devote a whole chapter to talking about how they've faced these just campaigns from activists and these companies, and they're trying to silence them. So from Twitter, from Facebook, from Google, from every platform, whether that's trying to block pro-life groups from buying ads, or if it's trying to bury pro-life content on the platform so people don't see it,
mm-hmm.
they really are one of just the most repeatedly targeted groups. And I think there's a good reason for that, insofar as pro-life content is not the content that you're going to see from CNN and Facebook and whatnot.
Right.
And so what social media allows pro-lifers to do is really be the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why they have to be silenced on these platforms.
How does Facebook influence what a user posts? I thought that was interesting. Facebook actually believes, and I'm guessing is successful, at they manipulate what people think, and that ends up influencing greatly what they actually post on Facebook.
Exactly. An instance I cite in the book is that a study that was basically a trial that Facebook carried out into kind of like emotionally controlling its users in terms of, if we show you this, you'll feel that. If we show you that, you'll feel this. And so now we've really seen them kind of take that same step to political content. And so when Mark Zuckerberg starts talking about how we're going to use Facebook to break down polarization, he's not talking about making the left not polarized, because those are all of his employees. What he's talking about is bringing the right more to the left, and thus, quote unquote, ending polarization.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what they've implemented through tilting their platform against conservative outlets and giving an advantage to mainstream outlets. Just a million other things. It's definitely concerning.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more from Peter Hassan, the author of The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democratic Party officials in Iowa planning to release a majority of the delayed Iowa caucus results by 5 p.m. Eastern today. The Senate so far is cleaving neatly along party lines in advance of Wednesday's virtually certain votes to acquit President Trump on the two impeachment charges. The president delivering his State of the Union address tonight. He'll be discussing the strength of the economy, health care, foreign policy, and national security. Technology companies led a broad rally for stocks today, giving the S&P 500 its best gain since early August. Traders were encouraged by a gain in China's main stock index after the country took more steps to soften the financial blow of the recent virus outbreak. The Dow picked up 407 points. The Nasdaq was up 194 to finish at an all-time high. This is SRN News.
Christians in America who love God are under siege. Learn how to navigate the tumultuous terrain of a godless culture with a brand new book from Dr. Robert Jeffress called Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. It's his boldest book yet. When your faith is under attack, when you're tempted to just follow the crowd, these 10 strategies will ignite a fresh fire and bright hope for facing life with confidence. Get your copy of Courageous by Dr. Robert Jeffress wherever books or ebooks are sold.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Jay Sekulow is busy defending President Trump.
This is from the floor of the United States Senate on Saturday.
First of all, let me be clear. Disagreeing with the president's decision on foreign policy matters or whose advice he's going to take is in no way an impeachable offense.
And yet, folks, that constitutes the entirety of the first article brought by House managers against President Trump abuse of power.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 1250. The Answer.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun, the result of the occasional donut always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
This is Jay Hagerman of Abernathy and Hagerman. Upon your passing, you wouldn't want a judge to decide who raises your children or how your estate gets divided. It is important to review your estate planning documents to ensure they protect what matters most. At Abernathy and Hagerman, we will work with you to establish an estate plan that nominates a guardian for your minor children and that your assets are used for your family's benefit. Judge for yourself. For legal help that lasts a lifetime, visit a-h.law.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a Lico-Chop.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
AM 1250 and FM 92.5. The Answer.
WPGP Pittsburgh. WP3CS Pittsburgh.
A division of Salem Media Group. Listen on the Answer mobile app. Smart speakers. TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
On the outbound Parkway East, that is solid. Boulevard of the Allies to Edgewood, Swissvale. Inbound seeing typical volume. Parkway West, some delays the inbound side from Airport Expressway to 60 Greentree Road to the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Outbound, that's also looking pretty busy as well. Now on the PA Turnpike, eastbound, left lane blockage between the Allegheny Valley and Pittsburgh-Monroeville interchanges. That's a look at traffic. I'm Jenny Robinson.
AM 1250, The Answer. Weather.
Tonight, considerable cloudiness with a little rain ending after midnight with a low 29. Tomorrow, cloudy and colder with a high 37. Tomorrow, rain at times with a low 34, but temperatures rising into the middle 40s. Thursday, occasional rain and drizzle with a high of 55. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
The John Steigerwall Show, AM 1250, The Answer.
Back with Peter J. Hassan. He's the author of The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. Well, what was Facebook's role in the Black Lives Matter movement?
Oh, yeah. So that's a perfect example in which Facebook really tried to influence what its users thought without them knowing it. And so what happened was, and these are according to former employees, is Facebook workers in the trending topics part of the site would consistently bury conservative content. It's in the Black Lives Matter case, they did the opposite. They took something that was not trending and they inserted it into the trending topics. And so people would think that, oh my gosh, it's this huge thing and you know, and everybody's already talking about it. When in reality, it was something that they were kind of gaming people into talking about by making it seem like it was this organic mass movement that's blown up. And so that's just a perfect example of the control that these companies have.
So somebody could be sitting out there in their office at Facebook and decide that he picks a topic that's that he likes, he or she, and wants to promote a cause, let's say, rather than a topic. So they disingenuously or dishonestly place the post into a position where it looks like it's trending when it actually is not. But the actual fact that it's trending is going to influence more people to follow it because they feel obligated to follow the trending stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, it's well, like everybody else is talking about it and makes other people want to talk about it.
So it's an amazing amount of power to have.
It seems like it's... Mm-hmm, exactly. And so it's especially concerning that, you know, there's really no transparency in how these decisions have been made. And especially, you know, Facebook is rolling out a new feature just in advance of the 2020 election, which will be Facebook News. And it'll be its own kind of tab, and it'll be curated news stories.
Oh, boy.
Which, of course, means priority. Yeah, exactly. And I wonder which stories Facebook employees will be curating about the election.
Wow. And what was Facebook's approach to the Kavanaugh hearings? They did a nice job on that, too, didn't they?
Facebook employees just melted down over the Kavanaugh hearings because there was a single executive, you know, in this overwhelmingly left-wing company, there was a single executive who was friends with Brett Kavanaugh. His name is Joel Kaplan, and he showed up to the Kavanaugh hearing and just sat behind him in a show of support.
And he was seen on television.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so people saw him on TV sitting behind Kavanaugh. In the grand scheme of things, not really a big deal considering the fact that other executives openly tout their support for, you know, Democratic candidates. And so really just a drop in the bucket compared to that. But all these Facebook employees then started targeting him and trying to get him fired. And they were leaking things to the media. And Facebook actually had to have town halls about this. They said to address it in town halls because employees were so upset that there could be one guy who didn't agree with everybody else.
Wow. And this was a two. You say a town hall, you mean a town... When you say a town hall, you mean a town hall among Facebook employees.
Exactly. So with the top Facebook brass and all the angry employees demanding to know why this one guy who didn't agree with him hadn't been fired.
Wow.
Just really, really scary stuff and total mob behavior.
Which of the big three is the sneakiest? Facebook, Google, and Twitter. I know you can throw YouTube in there too, I guess.
Yeah, YouTube as well. It's tough to choose between all of them because they all are. But I mean, I would say in general, Google and Facebook have been the worst offenders, but if I had to pick, I'd say Google, and that's especially with respect to how they've, you know, transformed just, you know, the Google search process, and it's, but they honestly all are just so bad. It's concerning stuff. I hope people will take the time to pay attention to it.
If they read your book, they will. They'll get a lot of stuff. It's amazing. Peter Hassan, the Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. Finishing up here, Peter. So where is it all headed? Should the tech company, would you be somebody, after doing the research on all these companies, would you be someone who is now in favor of them being broken up?
You know, I'm not sure if I want them to be, you know, actually broken up. I think that there's a lot of value to people on the right and in threatening to break them up. Because the problem with actually breaking them up is, you know, then when you get a Democrat in the White House.
Yeah, yeah.
God only knows what they're going to use that power to then take things even further to balance conservatives. And you kind of caught a sneak peek of that when Elizabeth Warren said that she wants to criminalize disinformation on the internet. Which is really Orwellian territory we're in here now. But that's exactly what the Democrats want to do, is that they want to take this even further and really turn these tech companies into their personal speech cops.
Wow.
And, you know, if they gain power, I would bet that they will. So it's a really scary time that we're in.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw the story up in Canada that there's now, they're talking about requiring a license to pretty much be a journalist in Canada. Have you seen that story?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, the end effect of that is basically it's just going to, it's really a form of, crony capitalism on behalf of the establishment and, you know, mainstream outlets. Because when you have people on Twitter who can show the world that you aren't telling the truth, you know, you turn to government and you ask them to call you an actual journalist and someone else not.
And arbitrate what truth is.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, hey, Peter, I'm out of time. I appreciate you taking the time. The book is The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. One last thing. Where is there some conservative zillionaire who can come, somebody like that come through with a conservative version of one of these, any of these platforms?
Honestly, it's a great question. I think it probably speaks a bit to the priorities of the conservative elite, because I don't think there's concern about it as a problem. Should be, but it definitely is something that at least needs to be considered. You know, obviously there would be all kinds of challenges in that, as far as the left would say, oh, it's a racist version of Twitter, meaning a conservative version of Twitter.
Right, right.
So there would be all sorts of challenges in that, because the left doesn't fight fair.
Hey, Peter, thanks for being on. The book is The Manipulators, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. Good luck with it.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. And we'll be right back. They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail. And out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company for roofs, siding, gutters, and downspouts, doors, and of course windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention STAG for an additional 10% off. Windows R Us, proud sponsor of the Jerk of the Week, heard every Friday on the John Steigerwald Show. WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
We have a major problem here in Pennsylvania, very much like other addictions plaguing our communities. The threat is unregulated gambling on illegal slot machines, camouflaged as skill games. They're popping up everywhere, at gas pumps, pizza parlors, and your local convenience store. State police describe these places as breeding grounds for loan sharking and money laundering. If you object to your community becoming a mini Las Vegas, make your voice heard. Call 1-888-472-4418. Report those places that are enticing our kids into gambling disguised as entertainment. It's an activity that siphons money away from the Pennsylvania Lottery, whose proceeds go to supporting seniors in our state. Please phone now. This is serious. That number again is 1-888-472-4418.
Paid for by Pennsylvanians Against Illegal Gambling, Executive Board Member Peter Shelley.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
I'm Andy Solomon. T-Mobile has launched the country's first and only nationwide 5G network covering more than 5,000 cities and towns all across the country. Here's Senior Vice President of Network Engineering and Development, Mark McDermott.
This launch immediately catapults T-Mobile into position as the country's biggest 5G network, covering more than 1 million square miles beyond the big cities to the small towns, and that's just the start.
And now available are two new 5G superphones that can access nationwide 5G, the exclusive OnePlus 7T Pro 5G McLaren and the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus 5G.
And we'll be able to supercharge the 5G network with more speed and capacity if the pending merger with Sprint closes.
This holiday season, get a great deal on a 5G phone at T-Mobile. For more information, visit tmobile.com.
AM 1250 and FM 92.5. The Answer.
WPGP Pittsburgh. W223CS Pittsburgh.
A division of Salem Media Group. Listen on the Answer mobile app. Smart speakers. Tune in. iHeart or radio.com. This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250. The Answer.
Now we got the late scores for you here. Buttigieg, 26.9. Sanders, 25.1. Warren, 18.3. Biden, 15.6. That looks like fourth place for Joe to me here. And Klobuchar is at 12.6. This is with 62% of the voting counted, votes counted, and the delegates and whatever that ridiculous system is that they have out there. How about just showing up and voting? You know, walk in, you make place your ballot and get out. But the interesting thing is that Buttigieg is claiming victory. He's claiming that he's won this thing. Now, I can't believe that the Democrats, the the movers and shakers in the Democrats, the establishment, I can't believe that they would think that this is good news, that Buttigieg and Sanders are the two leaders by a good margin. If this holds, Warren's going to come in third. She has no chance. And Biden, who they love and they want to be the guy, I'm pretty sure that if he doesn't win Iowa, which it doesn't look like he's going to do, he's been in politics for something like 47 years. He's never won a primary or a caucus. Never. And he's supposed to be their guy. But here's the thing about Pete Buttigieg. Now, everybody knows he's gay, I think. They make sure, you know, that he is gay. So it'll be the first gay man to ever win any kind of a presidential election. Not the obviously the presidential election, but a caucus or a primary. But, you know, people look at Pete, like to look at Pete, especially people in the media, they like to call Pete a moderate. So Chris Bedford, who's been a guest on this show of The Federalist, he had a piece out about the myth of Pete Buttigieg being a moderate. He points out that the Washington Post claimed he's a traditional centrist who embodies the Democratic primary's rightward drift. This guy's drifting right, okay? Now, here's the thing about Pete. This is a guy they're calling a centrist and even moving to the right. He called late-term abortions hypothetical. He told a 7-year-old girl he's all in for abortion. This was at a town hall. He vetoed the opening of a pro-life pregnancy center near an abortion clinic in South Bend, where he's the mayor, when the corpses of 2,246 babies were uncovered at the Illinois office of a deceased South Bend abortionist. He fretted that the evidence of abortion's quote-unquote disturbing brutality would impact women's need to access health care. He looks at 2,200 dead babies, and he talks about access to health care. And he says there's a lot of parts that the Bible of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath. This is a moderate in the Democratic Party, and he says talking about whether the gun is a tool or it is an idol. This was on a Sunday morning. He said this is a good thing to think about. Quote: if the gun corporation lobby, which is what the NRA is, now has people viewing guns as a thing to be loved, a thing to be protected, a thing that is the source of our freedom and power, and a thing to which we are willing to sacrifice human life, he continued, isn't that the definition of a false god? No, it's obviously the definition of why the Second Amendment exists, and that the NRA is a lobbyist for the Second Amendment, not for gun makers. But then they're on immigration. He's for amnesty for illegal aliens who haven't committed a serious crime. I don't know what a serious crime would be, but, you know, amnesty for the illegal aliens. If you're here, just stay here. He wants to eliminate the 5-year waiting period for green card holders to get welfare. This is a moderate now. This is a guy who's a moderate. He supports packing the Supreme Court with 6 more justices. Now think about that. This is a moderate. This is the guy who right now is leading in the Iowa caucus. He wants to pack the Supreme Court with 6 more justices. And, again, another moderate, he wants to abolish the Electoral College. He says we've got to repair our democracy. The Electoral College needs to go because it's made our society less and less democratic. Of course, we're not a democracy. It's a republic. So, first of all, to say that you have to repair the democracy that we don't have is moronic. But that's your Pete Buttigieg, the gay mayor from Indiana who wants to be the next president of the United States of America. He's a moderate, according to the media, and I guess according to some people in the Democratic Party. Now, in case you were wondering about the Iowa caucus, again, that's Buttigieg at 26.9, and somehow he's leading, but he's by about 2 points over Sanders. Iowa's a bad place to have the first election of any kind for president. And in case you were wondering why, Zerlina Maxwell of MSNBC is here to tell you.
The Iowa caucus is essentially the perfect example of systemic racism. 91% of the voters in Iowa are white. The reason why you see a drop in turnout, I'm just speculating here, it could be perhaps that white children are not in the cages. So when you're talking about the tangible pain that black and brown people are feeling, they feel a sense of urgency because their kids are being put in cages, right? And so if you have 91% white electorate, that sense of urgency may not be reflected in the turnout numbers. I'm not saying that's the reason for this.
Yeah.
It could be a factor.
So let's think about what she just said there. This is supposed to be serious commentary on the Iowa caucus. It's a bad place because there are too many white people, but the white people are enthusiastic about it and showing up to vote because their kids are not in cages. So I guess what she's saying is that most of the black people in Iowa, their kids are in cages right now. Somebody better look into that because that sounds pretty serious to me. I mean, what's the local government doing there? What's the governor doing about that? Black kids are in cages in Iowa. Who didn't know this? I mean, shouldn't that be a big story? And then there's Van Jones on CNN.
Baco, where if there's some technical problems that they're not disclosing, we could be, you know, very late on this. I mean, I just think that the idea of the caucus has failed to meet the viability threshold. Okay? It's the idea that the idea of the caucus itself has failed to meet the viability threshold because we've all been saying the whole time, why Iowa in the first place? It's 90% white. You know, when you have a party as diverse as this to be in a state that's not diverse is terrible.
Yeah, let's make sure we get the racial quotas and the numbers and get them all in line before we have an election anywhere to make sure that it's fair, because that's what we want to do. That was Van Jones. State of the Union tonight should be entertaining, and I hope you didn't have a day that was as bad as the Democrats had today. It's not been good for them. Talk to you tomorrow.
The John Steigerwald Show is a production of AM 1250 The Answer and Salem Media Group.